With these bright lights, I couldn't see, but perhaps there were a few men in the congregation who nudged their partner, or at least made a mental note during that first reading, which describes the perfect wife. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with the author. However, this reading comes from the last chapter of the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. And what is really talking about is about life. In the Hebrew scriptures and even in the New Testament, wisdom is often personified as female, as a woman, referred to as she. And so this poem was written by a mother to her son, Lemuel, the king of Massa. And seeing wisdom as she, one of the explanations of this chapter is that it really isn't about a wife and all her duties which make her beautiful, but instead wisdom is seen as a worthy, lifelike companion. That all the wonderful features of a loving wife are figured as the true profile of wisdom. The person who professes wisdom takes her to his or her heart as a woman or a man takes his or her spouse to their loving hearts. That true wisdom leads a man, a woman, or even a young person to reach out beyond themselves and to embrace the poor and the needy, who in turn will increase their lives with sensitivity and grace. The works of this cherished gift are to be praised because true wisdom comes from and leads to worshiping relationship with God. That this wisdom is truly essential to understanding who Jesus is and what his parables are saying. The second reading also has to be understood in its context. That when Jesus died and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, the early church expected that within their lifetime, Jesus would return in glory and all would be over. But by the time Paul was writing to the Thessalonians in about 50 AD, it had become evident that the return of the Lord might not be as imminent as some had thought. But his words are as important to us today as they were then. We never know when we will die, but we do know that someday we will die. It's not something we should worry about. It's not something that should keep us awake at night, because St. Paul reminds us that we are the children of light and the children of day. And St. Paul is asking us to do our best in Christian living, which includes putting our trust in God, that he will take care of us. In the gospel this afternoon, there is so much depth. Using the gift of wisdom, there is so much to understand. But I'd like to leave you with just one thought, something which really grabbed me as I prayed over this reading. The talent that Jesus was referring to was not a skill we have, but the talent he was referring to was a sum of money, like the denarii, like the drachma. But the talent was a huge, huge amount of money. A talent was between 75 and 100 pounds of silver. For you young people who know only metric, it was between 165 and 209 kilograms of silver. And that it would take about 20 years for the average wage earner at the time of Jesus to earn one talent, just one talent. That is if he did not spend a cent of his earnings, but that he saved it all. And so the master gave to his slaves 5, 2, and 1 talent. And what struck me was the phenomenal generosity of the man. By what is said at the end of the parable, we know that this man isn't an image of God. But for me, it was an indication of how generous God truly is. We have all been blessed in so many ways. And I don't say this to make anyone feel guilty, but to remind myself and to remind those who will listen that in being blessed, our first response is always a thankful heart. To give thanks to God in all things. Saint Ignatius says there is no room for sin in a thankful heart. And so to always cultivate this habit of thankfulness. If you have children or grandchildren and you enter into prayer with them, for example, at the end of the day, ask them what they're thankful for. To see everything as a gift, to see everything as God's way of saying, I love you. To see that the greatest blessings, the greatest gifts are those not seen with the eyes, but seen with the heart. And to see God's grace, to see God's friendship, God's mercy, God's forgiveness. To see God's Spirit dwelling in each one of us is something to be always thankful for. That is where the gift of wisdom shines the brightest in our lives. Peter, James, and John went up the mountain with Jesus, who was transfigured before their very eyes. Divinity shone through him. And Peter said, Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. And so with the eyes of faith and using wisdom, we recognize Jesus present right here in our midst. We know that Jesus is present in the Holy Word. We know that Jesus is present in the broken bread, and that Jesus is present in you, the people, because he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am present. And that finally, Jesus is present in the priest, whom I like Father Henry Nguyen describing as the wounded healer. And so we then go forth from here, and we bring Jesus to the world in which we live, and we also recognize Jesus in the world in which we live.